We have been fortunate to have Mr. Sam Bell, General Manager, Policy and Advocacy of the Australian Institute of Management. They have just completed a survey on the national salary structure of Australia, and we would like to speak with him about their findings. Good morning, Mr. Bell.
Hi, Louis.
You have an amazing result in your last survey, which was a response from more than 500 organizations across Australia, covering more than 25,000 employees and 270 different job roles. Can you enlighten us more on the findings you had?
So, Louis, so the National Salary Survey, as you mentioned, is an extensive survey AIM has been doing for the last 52 years, in fact. It's a very long-running survey. This year's results showed some really interesting insight into the, I guess, where the Australian economy is currently placed. And I think recent inflation numbers suggest that we're in a slowing economy, and certainly we're seeing salary growth drop a further 12% over the last 12 months. So people a couple of years ago were expecting salary growth of about 4 to 5%, when in reality now they're looking at between 2 to 3%. So we've certainly seen salary growth slow in line with the economic expectations in Australia.
There are a few findings that are not very encouraging. For instance, 4 in 5 Australians leave their current role in search of new challenges.
Yeah, that's correct. So we've found that given where we are placed, certainly with a slowing economy and a lower financial reward from companies, people are looking for other opportunities. Now, whether that's just a result of, you know, improved technology where you see opportunities out in the workforce and, you know, you're more exposed to other professions, but certainly what we're seeing is 4 in 5 employees are looking at other opportunities. And we think that's a factor of two things. Firstly, a lack of promotion internally. So given that business conditions are subdued, that promotions and career advancement is not as, I guess, prevalent as it was once was. And the second factor we see is certainly that financial reward factor that I talked about earlier. So when the expectation is that you're receiving salary increases between 4 and 5% every year, and that comes down to 2 and 3%, then obviously people look to other jobs to receive a pay rise.
On the other hand, it costs something like $26,000 to recruit a new employee. Kind of expensive.
Yeah, so yeah, absolutely, Louis. I mean, that's an astounding finding, really, because it compounds the problem for business. So they can't afford to pay their staff, you know, with large salary increases, but they also can't afford to lose them because, as you said, we've found that it costs business on average $26,400 for every staff member they lose. That's the exit process and the lost productivity for the person leaving. That's the recruitment process in identifying a new candidate, and then also the retraining of that new person into the role, which costs $26,400, which, you know, is about 45% of the average Australian salary. So it's very expensive for business to lose staff, particularly good staff. So that's the challenge. You know, how do you keep staff in a low-growth environment or a low, you know, where you can't afford big pay rises to keep people because, you know, it does continue to add to the bottom line for every person you lose.
For the benefits of our listeners, what industries have the biggest decrease in salary growth?
Well, as you'd expect, mining, you know, was significant. Mining and construction industries were significantly down on last year. Now, that's probably coming off a high or a higher than average salary growth that we saw right across mining and construction and engineering over the last 5 or 6 years. So we saw significant falls in that. But other sectors as well as retail, but we saw it certainly fall a couple of percent. And the finance sector, which surprised us, but the finance sector was also down a couple of percent as well. So those are the industries that I guess saw the major falls.
One surprising thing in your survey is that 1 in 3 Australian businesses are making superannuation contributions above the standard.
Yeah, that's right. What we're seeing is businesses certainly looking to attract staff by increasing the superannuation rates they pay, so higher than the superannuation guarantee, which is 9.5%. So, yes, that was an interesting finding and possibly some insight for businesses looking to attract and retain quality staff to their business is to look at structuring remuneration packages, you know, that provide those sort of incentives for their staff. And we'd also, you know, obviously suggests that there needs to be greater leadership and management within businesses to hold on to quality staff, because people look up to the managers and leaders in those organisations.
Right. You said here that people don't leave companies, they leave leaders.
That's right. That's true. I mean, anyone who's worked for a bad manager or a bad leader in their organisation are looking for the exit door pretty quickly. But if you're inspired by the people around you and by the person that is leading you, and you can understand the vision where the business is going, then people will sacrifice 1 or 2% salary increase every year to stay with that person, because they feel happier in the workplace. And it's very rare that people leave a workplace if they're really, really happy. You know, it would need, even with large financial rewards being offered by competitors, if you feel happy in a workplace and you're motivated and inspired by the leader of that workplace, then very rare someone will leave.
Right. I've got an old-time saying that says, better the devil you know than the one you don't.
Yeah, and that's true as well, Louis. I mean, if you're happy where you are, you're comfortable, yeah, particularly at this moment where there is a lot of global uncertainty economically. Australia is going through, as we all know, a transition from a mining-based investment economy to more, certainly the government's pushing the technology and innovative approach economy, where we rely on that sort of investment coming in. You know, I think there's a lot of uncertainty out there. So for people, probably expect lower salary income growth over over at least the next 2 to 3 years. That's certainly what we're forecasting. And as you said, you know, if you're happy where you are and you're happy with the managers around you and the leaders around the business, then sometimes it's better to stick there rather than take the quick increase somewhere else with a competitor where you might be miserable.
Right. We have been speaking with Mr. Sam Bell, General Manager for Policy and Advocacy of the Australian Institute of Management. Mr. Bell, you have given us a very great insight on what's happening. We thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me, Louis.
Okay. Bye-bye.